Jesus says, anyone who does not take up his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. We all have crosses in life, and the cross which Jesus bore was a heavy wooden one, which would be used for his persecution and death. We have smaller crosses. They're not made of wood, but they are the burdens in our lives. And some of those burdens are external, difficulty walking, difficulty driving, difficulty reading. Those are burdens. And then there are the burdens which no one else can see. The burdens of uncertainty, brokenness, depression, hard stuff that can interfere with one's ability to function. And of course, the question is, are we willing to take the cross up? We are reminded, once again, that crosses come to us as we are disciples of Christ. One does not wake up in the morning and decide that they are going to be homeless or they are going to be suicidal or they are uncertain of who they are as a person. No one invites that. It happens. The ending of a relationship can be a cross, feeling unloved. But it's not a matter of the cross falling flat on us to the point that we feel victimized and that we are the only one. The process of dying to self begins at baptism. And we are reminded when Paul says, in baptism, we are buried with Christ. The purpose of death is resurrection, not allowing death to overwhelm us. Our opening prayer asks that the light come upon us so we are aware of our error into darkness. And this does take time to recognize that. We are not perfect. We are human. We are on a journey. And we are called to spend intimate time with the Lord, asking the Lord to enlighten our heart and to help us carry that burden in life. As I said, there are many crosses and burdens that are internal. No one else can see them. And if a person chooses to share that with someone, they are seeking God's help. They're seeking compassion. They don't want to feel alone. As we continue through, this liturgy, let us pray for the burdens in our lives, and let's pray for those who have no voice in their burdens, because there are some crosses that go beyond one's control. Don't need to list them. We know what they are. But also, when one is also baptized, the word beloved is written on one's heart. And in the process of knowing that, we are to put emphasis on the belovedness in our lives so that it gets manifested in wonderful and beautiful ways. Being able to meet the needs of others, being able to have a heart of empathy and compassion, and moving away from judgment and darkness whatever that darkness may be. God has blessed us, and we are a part of a wider project. But we do have our crosses in life. We are to lift them up, but always going to God, asking for healing.